All right, on this Tuesday morning, something we all take for granted but is vital to our day-to-day life, and that is magnets, the electromagnetic field that is so much of our technology is reliant on. We just assume that it's always going to be there, but it may not. Our next guest is an acclaimed science journalist and has written what really is kind of a journalistic mystery about what could happen to the electromagnetic field. Joining us right now, Alana Mitchell. Alana, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What made you decide to tackle this topic in the first place?
You know, I heard a rumor that that our Earth is this big spinning magnet with two poles, and that sometimes the poles change places. And I thought, you know what? If this is true, it's a great story. So I just started looking at it.
Not sometimes like every few years, but every few hundred thousand years, right?
Exactly. So the last time was 780,000 years ago, but usually it happens every 200,000 or 300,000 years.
Wow. So yeah. What would cause that to happen?
So we have our Earth is a giant magnet, and inside its core, it's got this solid inner core and then this outer core that is liquid and molten and metallic. And within that core is generated this huge, strong magnetic field that protects our planet from solar and galactic radiation. It's like a big shield covering the planet. And every now and again, there's all this turbulence within this outer core and these alternative magnetic factions that sort of want to stage a revolution against the two-pole system. And so they start to get stronger and stronger, and they bleed energy from the two-pole system. And when that happens, in order to regain dominance, the poles need to switch places. And so they eventually they begin this long migration from where they are now to the opposite sides of the planet. So north becomes south, south literally becomes north. And then they snap back into place. This two-pole system reasserts itself, and you know the shield grows again or regains its strength. But during this migration, the field that protects us is down to about a tenth of its usual strength.
That sounds like a very violent thing. I mean, let's play imagination here. If that were to happen, if all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it's happening now, would we, other than losing, you know, the electromagnetic field, would we notice it? Would we be shaken upside down? What would happen?
No, we wouldn't be shaken upside down. What would happen is that instead of having two poles, like now we have a north pole and a south pole, those are the magnets, major poles, we'd have maybe four or six or eight poles that a compass would respond to.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so, and you'd see auroras, like the dancing northern lights and southern lights. You'd see those, you know, at all, you know, possibly even at the equator. You'd see them at all different parts of the planet as the Earth's magnetic field interacted with the sun's magnetic field. You'd see all these dancing lights all over the place at night. And apart from that, it would just be a question of how much of this radiation would hit the surface of the planet and even our atmosphere, and how that would interact with all our electronics and our electrical grid.
Is there any evidence that we're heading in that direction at this point?
Scientists can't say for sure. They can't rule it out, but they can't say yes, it's happening. That's where they sit on this. But what they can say is that things are changing. They're detecting signs of great turbulence, extra turbulence, you could even say more disruption within that outer core. So they've got three things that they point to. The first is that the north magnetic pole is really moving fast. So it's moving at 40 miles a year to the northwest, which is really swift for the pole. The south pole isn't, it's much more sedate, but the north is really on a tear, you know, up in the north. So that's the first one. The second one is that the field as a whole, the strength of the field has diminished by about 10% in 140 years. And that's, you know, fairly swift. So the scientists are looking at that. The third thing, and this is probably the one that they're most, you know, they're most worried about, is that in the southern hemisphere, so from Africa over to the other side of South America, below the equator, there's a part of the field at the core that is already reversed. And that what that means is that on the surface and up in the atmosphere, there's this big, it's like a bruise on an apple, a part of the field that's already depressed and weakened. And so what that's doing already is letting extra radiation into the upper atmosphere. So that's called the South Atlantic Anomaly. And that thing is growing really fast. Like within a couple of decades, it's grown a lot. And it's moving and it's weakening more and more deeply.
Why are we talking more about this?
I know, it's fascinating stuff. Part of it, I guess, is because we, you know, scientists are not in a position to say that this means the poles will reverse. They simply cannot say that. What they can say is that we're noticing all this stuff and we're monitoring it, and we want to know what it means, but at this point we simply don't know what it means, and so we're watching. They would love to do more research.
I bet they would. If and when this happens, what would the fallout be? I mean, if we're not all shaken upside down, I mean, there would be some negative consequences, wouldn't there?
The thing that scientists are most worried about is if that extra radiation doesn't hit the surface, if it just stays in the atmosphere, that means that when there's a big solar storm and we have this weakened field, that's protecting us. When there's a big solar storm, even if that extra radiation doesn't hit the surface of the planet, it will certainly go into the atmosphere and has the potential to totally, totally disrupt, like completely scorch the electromagnetic structures of our planet that we've set up. So we have gone for 100 years, more than 100 years, setting up these fairly interconnected, intricate electronic and electric systems like the electric grid, during a period when we didn't know that during a reversal they could be very, very seriously damaged. So that's what they're worried about mostly.
That's fascinating stuff. As a journalist, I mean, this had to have been very exciting to do the research, to make these discoveries, to sort of put it all together in what really is, been described as kind of a whodunit almost, not a whodunit, but howdunit, a mystery, basically.
You know, it really felt like that to me because I was putting all these pieces together from over centuries, over centuries of research from scientists and even, even further back. I was just trying to assemble all these pieces. It was like a giant puzzle, as I began to research it, trying to figure out what scientists know, what they don't know, and how they know it. Because it's one thing to say when I heard first that the poles might be reversing or that they eventually will reverse, I thought, well, how do we know that? How do we know? And that launched me.
Yeah, absolutely. One question leads to another, and you got answers that are at least available to put together into an interesting book called The Spinning Magnet. Alana, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much, Paul.
You got
it. Great to be here.
Bye now.